This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Many folks start the new year with dry January, backing off from alcoholic beverages. Joseph Schacht is a CU Anschutz clinical psychologist who specializes in alcohol disorder.
When people who drink heavily stop or even just cut down, reduce the amount that they drink a little bit, we see improvements in blood pressure, as well as in things like your relationships with other people.
The Denver Post reported rising alcohol deaths in Colorado in recent years. The figure climbed more than 60% between 2018 and 2021 before declining a bit in 2022. Miss Colorado won the Miss America pageant last night. Madison Marsh, a 22-year-old second lieutenant in the U.S. Air Force and a master's student at Harvard, took the crown in Orlando, Florida. She is the first active duty Air Force officer to receive the national title. The event featured 51 contestants representing all 50 U.S. states and the District of Columbia. A new museum in Estes Park hopes to spread awareness about the science of freezing and preserving people. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The new International Cryonics Museum takes you through the history of human preservation and even includes a visit with Grandpa Brito Morstel, star of the annual Frozen Dead Guy Days Festival, which is now headquartered in Estes. James Arrowood is president of Alcor, a nonprofit dedicated to the cryonics field. He says visitors won't see any actual human remains.
You don't actually see a body because it's in a tank that is large and not see-through, but you would see the actual container where Brito's body is.
The new museum is housed in the Stanley Hotel and open to the public daily. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.